I'm going to tell you how I feel, but I don't want none of y'all to correct me. I don't want nobody to fix me. I don't want nobody to tell me another way to look at it. I don't want nobody to give me any advice or anything. Cool. I sprained my ankle and it hurts like hell. I will stop talking. Okay, listen. And the purpose of the pain is to make me believe that I am a body. The purpose of the pain is to make me believe I am a body. Love got really close, and the truth got really close, and it threatened my old world with destruction. And in order for me to stop myself for a minute, my ego became afraid, and my ego is the part of me that thinks I am a body named Earl Purdy. My ego is the part of me that thinks I'm a body named Earl Purdy. That part of me became frightened, and it came up with the plan that if it could do something to attract my attention to my body and to make me think I was a body, then I'd lose sight again of my unlimited nature and my real identity as a holy son of God. So the purpose of the pain is to make me forget who I really am. So if I use the pain to help me remember who I am, then there's no purpose for the pain. And so the pain will go away faster. And so I've been practicing releasing myself from pain my way, and I want to ask you to trust me with my process. But I love you so much, I wanted to share it with you.
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear you.
And what was so cool about it, it was so funny, it's like right before I got ready to go somewhere, I twisted my ankle, and when I was driving to the place I had to go to, which was up in the mountains, that's when my ankle really just went crazy. At first I didn't feel anything, and then it just kind of went crazy. As soon as I got out of my car, a person got out of another car, and I told them what was happening in this city. Just happened to have a walking stick. So I was immediately given a walking stick when I needed it when I got out of the car. And it had a dove on it. Now, anybody in here is so unconscious that they think that's an accident, then you are in the wrong class. There's no such thing as accidents. I completely orchestrated this entire event, up to and including my ankle, and up to and including Thumper Cain. All of it was my creation, and the purpose is to make me believe I am not an unlimited, infinite being. Now I'm just a body with a sprained ankle, and that's what I'm supposed to think I am. And what happens a lot of times is out of our desire to help, then we focus all our attention on the injury and therefore make it more real than it already is. So you can imagine kind of figure out here before I walk in the room. Because I knew everybody who got in love was going to focus in on my ankle. Out of love, but all of a sudden I knew my ankle was going to be the focus. And that's scary because that makes it real. That makes it real. So, but in sharing this with you, I was reminded of the truth. You see what I'm saying? By sharing this with you, I was reminded, oh, okay, I am an unlimited Holy Son of God. Oh, yeah, I did try to create something to make me think I was a body and lose sight of who I really am. Yeah, sometimes out of the goodness of our heart, we focus our attention on whatever we think is wrong to the point that we make it more real. It is, but if that's happening out of love, which is how you give it to me, then there's no danger and no harm. Because you're all giving out of love. You don't want me to be in pain.
So it's your purpose that heals me, and none of the remedies. But if my ego needs them, so sometime let me know. Did you follow everybody with me?
Yeah.
So that was a little bit, a little scary to come in with an injury. And some people think, you know, I'm not supposed to have them. If you really just cause you to go up, what are you doing with an injury? You know.
I'm glad you came.
So I thank you for your love. Please trust my process to love. Is that cool?
Yeah. Cool. You got it.
Because at some point, this has to become more than a book that we read or think about reading. You know what I mean? So that means letting me stepping out for a minute and just honestly expressing what's going on inside of me without trying to alter it in any way. Man, that felt so good. I want to get real and real with you all. And it's scary. But you know some people are going to drop away that you really value. And you know some new ones are going to come. Some people can't handle it when you're yourself. And so they want you to change so that they won't be afraid. Mm-hmm. But they don't know that their fear is coming from within them. So no matter how much you change, they'll still be afraid. And you're doing them an injustice by helping them believe that by changing everything outside of themselves, then everything will be all right. But that's what happens whenever you let somebody make you not be yourself. You're teaching them that they have the power to change things on the outer instead of on the inner. So, if I was going to have a sprained ankle, there's nobody I'd rather have a sprained ankle around than you. Because you love me. When I was most in pain, I used to always head towards the people that didn't love me. The ones that judged me or criticized me or didn't recognize me or didn't. I would just spend all my time trying to get those people to like me and acknowledge me. And it's so good to know that I don't have to do that anymore because it's the wrong way of thinking. I need to love you and 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 you. Because you're the most important people in my life. Because you're the people that's in my life right now. I can say my child is more important. I can say my daughter is more important. But in this moment, that would be a lie. Because in this moment, the most important thing in my life is you. I'm going to go see if I can get off. So even though it's scary, I want to love you. Even though I don't know how to do it, I want to love you. And I want to learn the way I should think about you. So that you won't go through what the other people went through that I loved. I just really don't want y'all to go through what they went through out of my ignorance and selfishness and unawareness and unconsciousness. I was always complaining and I was always doing everything I was complaining about everybody else. That's true when you really find that out. That every quality you see in somebody else is a quality you think is in your own mind. That's so deep. But you can't even see my ego except through your ego. You can't see my selfishness except through your selfishness. You can't see nothing about me that you don't like except that same part being you. But once a person really gets that, they automatically start changing what they want to see in somebody.
So we're gonna hit some deep.